Welcome to Words from the Brothers, a podcast by the Sermons of the Word. Here we share scripture meditations, teaching, and reflections on our life and call as a brotherhood. Today our reading is from Leviticus 16. I start in verse 3. Thus shall Aaron come into the holy place, with a young bull for purification offering and a ram for a burnt offering. He shall put on the holy linen tunic and shall have the linen undergarments next to his body, fasten the linen sash, and wear the linen turban. These are the holy vestments. He shall slaughter the goat of the purification offering that is for the people, and bring its blood inside the curtain, and do with its blood as he did with the blood of the bull, sprinkling it upon the cover and before the cover. Thus he shall make atonement for the sanctuary because of the uncleannesses of the Israelites and because of their transgression, all their sins, so he shall do for the tent of meeting, which remains with them, in the midst of their uncleannesses. This is the description of what Aaron must do on the Day of Atonement. The Day of Atonement was and still is among the Jews the holiest day of the year, because it is the day when the sacrifices are brought as an atonement for all their sins. Now, the sacrificial system, of course, required sacrifices every day, twice, in fact, but this is sort of the culmination of it. Now, for us moderns, the whole idea of killing animals and then pouring out blood seems to be somewhat strange, if not revolting. But what God says in Leviticus is that the life is in the blood. And so what happens in all these sacrifices, including the sacrifices for the Day of Atonement, is that the life of an animal is offered instead of the life of the men and women on whose behalf these animals are being sacrificed, but as a sign that really all of our lives, all of their lives belong to God. Now, the Day of Atonement is the only place when somebody, and that's only the high priest and no other priest, enters into the Holy of Holies. And so it's a very sacred place, so much so that when the high priest went into the Holy of Holies, they would tie a rope around his ankle so that in case he died in the Holy of Holies, you could pull them out without somebody transgressing and entering the Holy of Holies. He goes in with clean garments and offers blood for himself because he himself is sinful and for the sin of the people. And that is what the Day of Atonement is all about. Now, Hebrews speaks of a different Day of Atonement. Hebrews 9:11. But when Christ came as a high priest of the good things that have come, then through the greater and more perfect tent, not made with hands, that is not of this creation, he entered once for all into the holy place, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, thus obtaining eternal redemption. We already talked about yesterday that various institutions in the Old Covenant were a prefigurement, a type of what would happen with Christ. And the Day of Atonement in Leviticus prefigures the true Day of Atonement when Christ, after his death, ascends into heaven and ascends, as Hebrews says, into the true holy place, not into the tent of meeting, but the tent of heaven, of which the tent of meeting, incidentally, the tabernacle was meant to be a representation. And he does not enter with the blood of animals, but he offers the true life, his own blood, for the sake of our sins. He doesn't have to offer a sacrifice for his own sin because he's sinless, but he offers the sin for the people and thus truly atones for us in a way that the blood of goats cannot.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, the International Ecumenical Brotherhood of the Sword of the Spirit. For more content like this, visit us at servantsoftheword.org.